Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast covers everything tech. The hottest mobile phones, tablets, games. We review it, rate it, test it. Whether you're Microsoft or Apple, Android or iPhone, we'll give it to you
again and again.
Black and white. The Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast.
Hello there, everybody. This is Jay Snook for the GSMC Technology Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Network. So, today I'm going to be talking to you about some new video game news. That's going to be my first episode for technology for you. So, let's jump right in. So, Nintendo Direct did a video about a week or two ago announcing a lot of the new games they're doing. There were some surprises, some not so surprising, but one game that really blew me away is, let me give you a bit of context first. So those who haven't played a lot of Nintendo, unlike I, who has played Nintendo, God, since the original system, you know, Mario Brothers, Legend of Zelda, Metroid, you know, the Ninja Turtle games, a lot of the video games, I've played a lot of them. I'm still a very big video game fan today, which I'm sure you'll hear on future episodes of this podcast. So, you know, Mario Brothers has been a really big game, you know, since the beginning. So big that in the 80s there was a cartoon, Super Mario Brothers Super Show, which is on DVD. Great show, by the way. I highly recommend it. After that, they did Super Mario Brothers 3, and they even did Super Mario World, which I don't remember that one as much. It was kind of toward the end of the era of Nintendo cartoon shows. But what I do remember from it was a little odd. So it's always been, you know, Mario and Luigi in the weird movie that came out in the 90s that, you know, there's a wonderful history behind that movie with Bob Hoskins, John Leguizamo, Dennis Hopper. You know, it was Mario, and Luigi, Mario, which really in the games we never really find out. Is it Mario, Luigi? We don't really know what their last names are. We just know, hey, it's Mario, it's Luigi. You know, they're saving the princess, they're trying to stop King Koopa and his, you know, Koopas and all that stuff. And so it's always been Mario and Luigi. And, you know, in the history of Nintendo games, there's been a lot of Mario games. A huge smorgasbord of Mario games in its 30-plus year history now. But there hadn't really been any Luigi games for a number of years. A number of years there had not been really any Luigi games. I want to say in the 2000s, that changed with a little game that was on, I believe, the GameCube called Luigi's Mansion. So this is not a game I played before, but I have seen some gameplay videos of it. I know a bit about it. The basic gist of the game is Luigi is going around in this haunted house with it's like a vacuum that talks to him, sucking up all these different ghosts. As the game progresses, he's going around, you know, sucking up different ghosts. Some, it's mostly booze, but some are, like, you know, a little bit harder to suck up than others. There's boss battles, you know, there's, like, Luigi getting scared at certain parts. It's kind of a weird game. I've heard from a lot of fans that the game is kind of strange. It was his first starring game, but I don't believe it did that well, nor did it make a lot of money. Nor were fans like really like, oh my god, this game is so wonderful, you have to play it. I haven't heard many good things about it, really, in a nutshell. So, you know, the game came out and then it kind of went. And then I think in the last maybe 5-6 years, the 3DS did another game called Luigi's Mansion Dark of the Moon, I think is what it was called. It was a handheld game. I believe it was a sequel. Again, I don't know a whole lot about it. I have personally not played it. But yeah, it was a sequel to a game that didn't do that well in the first place. And I don't remember fans, again, being too, like, excited about the first one. So why they did a sequel, I don't really know. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Not really sure why they did that or who thought, you know, we need to do another one of these games. People are just itching for another Luigi's Mansion game. There's even, you know, been jokes where, like, you know, even Luigi himself is like, hey, even Luigi didn't like it. You know, it's a joke. It's like, you know, there's been some flash cards and stuff like that. So, like, it was, it's just kind of one of those weirder Nintendo games. And in Nintendo's history, there have been games like that. You know, they've done Mega Man Soccer, which was a really weird game. I remember playing it. It was really strange. They've done a number of, you know, Mario Tennises. They've done a lot of, you know, Mario Party games. They've done a lot of, like, you know, Nintendo games over the years. Some really good, some that fans didn't like as much as others. But anyways, so, you know, that's, so, like, there's been, like, you know, there was that game that came out, and then it was announced in this video that they're doing another Luigi's Mansion game. It was just a short little clip that I don't think it really gives a date when it's coming out or much about it. It's kind of like at E3 this year. They announced some games there, but you just saw little clips of, hey, this game's coming out. When's it coming out? This game's coming out. So it doesn't tell you anything about, you know, really the game or its plot or its idea or where it's going to go or how it's going to be. It doesn't really tell you anything like that. It just tells you we're doing another one. And I don't know about some fans, but when I saw this, I was kind of shocked. I was like, really? They're doing another Luigi's Mansion game? That is really weird. And of course, to me, it doesn't make much sense. I mean, like, there's many Nintendo games I've played, okay, a lot. And I'm sorry, Luigi's Mansion is not one of those on my list of must-plays. Not really, no. I mean, when they announced, you know, hey, they're doing another Yoshi game, sure, I'll play that. When they're doing another Metroid Prime, sure, I'll play that. I can't wait to play that. But this game, Nintendo, I don't understand why you're doing this. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's like, do people really want another Luigi's Mansion game? I mean, seriously? I just have a hard time believing that. I'm just like, I don't see it. I don't, from fans I talk to, I don't get it. I don't see them going, you know what we need another game of? Another Luigi's Mansion. That's what we need. That's what Nintendo needs to make. I'm not hearing that. Okay, me personally, as a gamer who, you know, talks to other gamers, I'm not hearing this is a game they're dying to play or they need to play another of. I'm not hearing it. So it's really strange that Nintendo is doing another one of these, and it's going to be on the Switch, no less, so it's going to have better graphics than, because, for those who don't know, the GameCube was kind of an odd system where it was the first time Nintendo went from cartridges to discs, but it was a smaller disc. It wasn't like the Xbox or the PlayStation where, hey, it's a disc that looks like a CD. No, it was a smaller little disc that, you know, only worked in that system, and, yeah, and like I said, it didn't really, I don't think it really won any awards, or it made huge amounts of money. I just don't think it did. So, first of all, again, it is kind of weird that, hey, they've done two games, and now they're doing a third. And second of all, again, it's just like, announcing they're doing another one of these, I don't know. I mean, there's other games people want to see, like, hey, let's do another Metroid game, or, heck, I don't know, after how great Breath of the Wild was, set up another a new handheld, like, you know, like Zelda game. I don't know, I would be for that. You know, heck, I wouldn't even mind another Mario Kart before this, because Mario Kart 8 was fun. It was a really great game. I had a lot of fun playing it, you know, and they've got some other good games coming on their docket, like, but, and I'll be talking about a few of those on this podcast, but yeah, this one, God, it doesn't make an ounce of sense to me in any sense of the word. I don't know why they're doing this. I kind of almost hope it's a joke, because I'm just like, you know, people, I don't think people and Nintendo fans and gamers are just going to be gnawing at the bit for this game. I really don't think so. Because like I said, the premise of the game itself is kind of weird. Luigi is going around with a vacuum type contraption that talks to him, sucking up ghosts. And from a gameplay I've seen of the first one, at the end, you think you're fighting Bowser, but it's actually like, you know, King Boo, like make himself look like Bowser. So, yeah, so it's kind of a weird game. It's a weird concept. It's a weird premise. And it's just not one of those Nintendo games that fans, you know, talk about. Like, it's not like, you know, the Mario games or the Legend of Zelda games or the Metroid games. Or it's just not those games that, it's not one of those games that, like, people, you know, talk about and replay again and again and again. They just don't. You know, that's just the truth. That's just the reality. That's just the way it is. So, yeah, there's no idea yet when they're going to be doing this game or when it comes out. I'm guessing, you know, in the coming months we might learn more about it, maybe. But right now, all we've gotten is an announcement, hey, this game is happening. And I believe the short clip, I don't know if there's a clip of it itself, but I do believe on YouTube you can go on the Nintendo Direct and just watch all the stuff they announced, and this is one of the games they announced. So, yeah, again, I will definitely bring more news on here as it comes to me. So, with that, we're going to take a short break, and we will be back with you in a minute.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hello there, everybody. We are back again for more technology news. So, again, going on, you know, Nintendo news, we're going to talk next about, like, a new accessory that's coming with Nintendo, or actually it's out now, it's been out for a while, and before I jump into that, let me give you a little bit of history of some previous failed accessories for the Nintendo. So, again, Nintendo has had a 30-year history, it's been around a long time, it's not some brand new thing, you know, that is just coming off, like, it's been around for a while, and be that, you know, as it may, there has been some, like, things they've had come out that have failed. One that really comes to mind first was with the Super Nintendo. It was kind of like an extension on, like, the handgun they had in the original Nintendo you could use on Duck Hunt and stuff like that. It was like the Super Shooter or something like that. It was like an arm cannon. They did a number of games for it. They even did a Mario game for it. But it was something that I remember some friends when I was younger had played it and tried it, and it just kind of didn't do what they hoped it would do. It was, you know, a bummer game. It wasn't this exciting game. I think it had a little, like, you know, scope you could try to look in and shoot things with. But it was just one of those things that, like, you know, came and went and just didn't last. So another thing that comes to mind is, and this was, like, in the 80s or 90s. Game Boy tried to come out with, like, a thing. It was called the Virtua Boy. So it was kind of like, it was like, I believe it was like a handheld, or it might even been goggles, where you could, like, it tried to, like, you know, be virtual reality, but it was very early virtual reality. It doesn't like the virtual reality you have now. Again, they did some games for it, you know, but it was another thing that just kind of came and went and didn't really do as well as Nintendo hoped it would do. It's just the way it went. It's just, you know, kind of how it happened. And let's see, has there been anything else that has really, if I really think about this, kind of burn out like that? I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I know there's been other things Nintendo has made or done or other ideas they've had that haven't done as well as I hope. So one that I'm going to talk to you about now, and it's kind of a strange one, it really is in a nutshell, is called the Nintendo Labo. So have you heard about this? Are you familiar with this one? So what the Nintendo Labo is and I looked on the website today for this because I personally haven't used it, was where it's like cardboard. There's three kits they sell that you can make three different things. I believe you print them out of your printer, I think, or the kit might just actually have, like, you know, the cardboard you use to make the different things. You can make, like, a little, like, piano out of it. You can make a fishing pole out of it. You can make, like, a little, like, steering wheel for certain games that's compatible with Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, which is kind of like Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is kind of like just that game, but on the Switch. I don't believe it's really different from the one that was on the Wii U. I don't believe. I have played it. I have played a demo of it. It's a fun game, don't get me wrong, but I don't think there's anything really brand spanking new about it. So you can use it for that. There's one where you can make, like, a little robot type thing, but and I think maybe it comes with a game or two to play out with it on, maybe, but I don't fully know. Now, I looked online again, and these kits are not cheap. They're like $60, like $70, $80. They are not cheap kits. And again, I don't think right now there's that many games that are really compatible to it. I just don't think so. So this is something Nintendo has coming has out now. I don't even think it's that popular right now. I could be wrong, but again, I'm not hearing many fans I know who play Nintendo saying it's really awesome, it's really amazing, you got to try it, you have to use it. So it's something that Nintendo is doing that, as far as I know right now, isn't really doing as well as they hoped. I don't think it is, because like I said, it's not like, hey, you can make a giant, you know, wooden sword and use that in Breath of the Wild. No. Or something like, hey, you can make like a really cool sword and shield, you know, or any of the armors. No, you can't do any of that stuff, to my knowledge. You know, you can't make like an arm blaster for like, you know, previous Metroid games. Or like, you know, little like, you know, golf club or anything. Like, you can't do any of that stuff, to my knowledge. So far, the kits they sell for it are only for a handful of things. And it's small. It's not a huge, like, genre game. It's not like, hey, you know, this is something you can play or use on everything. It's just not the way it is. So, Maybe kids like it. I don't know, but it's something that like when I was researching it today, earlier today, I was just like, this just doesn't sound like something I would want to play. It's not something that I would want to buy. It's not something that I would be interested in trying. Not something that I'd be interested in using. And I think most older video game fans feel the same way, because Nintendo, you know, is not just for little kids. There's people, you know, who've been playing it for, you know, decades, and it's generational. You know, like one group of people will play it, another group of people will play it with them, then it gets kind of go from generation to generation. That's kind of how it goes. And so, yeah, it's just a really weird thing they've done, and I don't honestly even know why it's still around, because, like I said, I don't think it's doing that well. I just don't. I mean, it's something they're still pushing. If you go to like a GameStop or some of that, you'll see them going, you'll see it there, you'll see displays of it there. There's little videos about it there, like kind of showing you how to do it. Like, they had something like this, I think with either the Wii or the Wii U, I want to say, where like there was like a little fishing pole you could use, and you could use that in the fishing of either Twilight Princess, or I think Twilight Princess, you could use that there for that. So there was implications for that there. And yeah, you can use like, you know, the little driving one for, you know, you know, the Mario Kart game, but you could also just use the controller, couldn't you? So, I don't know. This is just something that when I see it, the more I learn about it, the more I'm just not excited about it, the more I'm not hyped about it, the more I think it's just something that Nintendo should probably just discontinue. You know, that's just my opinion, because it's just, it's something that, like, on paper, I'm sure sounded like a great idea. Something like, hey, you know what? People are going to love this. It's going to be awesome. They're going to be excited. Maybe that's what they thought, you know, in theory. But I don't think that's the way it's been going. I just don't think so. And again, like, if it were, like, cheaper, if it wasn't so expensive, yeah, maybe people would be buying it. Maybe it'd be flying off the store shelves. Like, one thing Nintendo has always done, at least as I see it, is their stuff isn't necessarily that expensive. Not really. Like, if it's a game that's worth playing, hey, it's worth $50, $60. You know, the system is $300. Compared to other systems, that's cheaper, you know? And it's basically a handheld in its own right now. It's just the way it is. So, you know, like, you can carry it with you. You can, you know, have chargers. You can do all this stuff. So it's like kind of like a handheld console, basically, is what it is, you know? And I don't even know if this Labo stuff would work well with that feature. Like, hey, I'm gonna go somewhere and I'm gonna try to, you know, fish while I'm in the supermarket. I don't know if that's gonna work. I don't think so. This is really something that I just had to talk about here, because I'm sure that, like, fans have heard about it, I'm sure they know it, but at the same time, it's not something that I think that people, you know, really know a lot about, because I didn't know much about it until I really researched it myself. And like I said, the research I did, I was just like, a Nintendo, I I love you, I've been with you a long time, but this is just stop. Just, you know, cease, desist, no mas. I mean, trust me, I'm doing you a favor here. You know, this is not what you need to be doing. You need to go and do something else, something that, like, you know, people will really, like, see and go, oh, yeah, they really want it. It's like I said, maybe something, like, you know, related to, you know, your big games like Mario Brothers, or, you know, Star Fox, or Legend of Zelda, something like that. Something that, like, you know, people will see and go, man, I really do want to play this. I can't wait to play this. That looks like a really cool feature I'd love to own myself. Or my kids might enjoy, you know, playing with. And I think it's cardboard, so I don't think it's like special wood. I mean paper. I could be wrong. And I think if it comes in kits, maybe you don't print it with your printer. Maybe there's a way you can do that online. And it says there's somehow a feature where you can, you know, make your own. So, okay, maybe there's some creativity factor there, but I don't know. For me, this is something that I think Nintendo just needs to cease and desist while they still can, because, yeah, I personally, as a gamer, I'm not excited to play with it. So, other than that, we're going to take another short break, and we will be back with more technology news in just one moment.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hello there, everybody. We are back with more technology news. So the last bit of news I'm going to talk about tonight is another thing that got announced at the Nintendo Direct video they did on YouTube. And I'll give you a bit more context with this one first. So again, being a big Nintendo player, as I have been since, you know, as far as I can remember when I was a kid, right, when it first came out. There's one game that they did that I played in the beginning, but I personally haven't played in years, but they've done a lot of it, and I think it must still be really popular in so many, is Mario Party. You know, I played Mario Party 1, 2, and 3. It's really a game to play with friends or family. The first few I played, they were fun games. They were challenging games. There was kind of like a story mode in the ones I remember playing where you could, you know, go from world to world and you'd, you know, do all these, like, you know, different games and things like that. And you would, you'd get upgrades and you'd like, you know, be challenging your, you're going against your friends. And I think there might've been some boss battles along the way. I remember I think it was the first or second one, one of the last worlds you go to, you run into Bowser, then you go into his world and you take on that. So like that game was really fun. 2 was like, you know, a continuation on it, just new levels, new people you could play as. It was actually, I believe, where Waluigi was introduced, which is supposedly the brother to Wario, who got introduced in, I think it was Super Mario Land, which was a way back in the day Game Boy game. So Waluigi got introduced in these games. So he was a brand new character that came just because of this. And I think that Daisy might have been introduced in this too, I think. Yeah, I think that Daisy might have been introduced in these as well. I think it was where she originally came from. So there's been some new characters who've been introduced in this. I think Toadette might have been introduced in the first ones too, and we see her in games now. So we got some new characters because of these games. And like I said, they're, you know, games that like have all these different levels and all these different challenges and all these different modes, and there's adventure mode, and it's something that, like, you know, has been going on for a long time. I think they did up to like Mario Party 10, I think, is the last one they did. I could be wrong with that. Don't quote me now, but I think that they have done up to Mario Party 10. So, you know, there's been a lot of Mario Party games. They've clearly been very popular over the years, especially maybe with kids and with, like, you know, people. They must be, because like I said, you do that many. Like, I haven't played one in years, personally. I haven't. I have nothing against the games. I'm not saying the games are terrible or don't play them, you know, don't waste your time. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I haven't played one in a very, very long time. I want to say I know some friends and family who might have, played them more recently than me, but I just haven't touched one in a very long time. It's just the way I am. It's just the way I've been. So that's just where I'm at. So again, Nintendo Direct announced they're doing another Mario Party game, and this one is just called Super Mario Party. That's right. Instead of being Mario Party 11 or 12 or 15 or wherever it is nowadays, they're just calling it Super Mario Party. So this, of course, be on Nintendo Switch. I think this one comes out in the next month or two, if I'm honest. I think that's when it comes out. Then again, it might come out next year, too. I'm not fully sure about the release date. But it's going to follow the same formula. It's going to be four players. You know, you're going to go to different worlds. You're going to go through different mini games. I don't think they announced a huge amount about this game. I don't believe so, except that, hey, we're doing this game. And like I said, I think there actually might have been a release date for this one. And I don't know, like, I'm curious, what do fans think of this? Are fans really excited for this? I'm like, oh boy, we're getting another Mario Party game. That's wonderful. We really need one. I don't know, because I swear this is a game where I don't think it's that hard to make. And I think they've done multiple of these on multiple consoles. That doesn't always happen with these games. Like, sometimes, like, you know, a Zelda game, we get like maybe one or two games on a console. That's just what's going to happen. That's usually the way it goes. Usually just one. Metroid Prime, like, you know, had two games on one console and then it had a third game on another console. Yoshi usually just gets one per console. So a lot of these games usually just one console games because they're big games. You know, they want to keep, like, you know, doing better with the games and keeping the fans into the games. And that's just the way it goes. And sometimes if they even do a second console game, it's not always as good as the first console game, if that makes any sense, which it does to me, but hopefully it does to you too. So, doing a, you know, third, doing like another one of these, and like I said, I think they must have had like two or three of these per console, probably. Now, that is partly probably why, because this is probably not as hard to make as some games, because it's like, you know, the formula might change over time. Maybe they add in some new characters again, some new playable characters, that I'm guessing that's what happens. I really don't know, but maybe that's how they keep it interesting. That's how they keep fans going for it, maybe. I don't know, but anyways, so this got announced. Me personally, I'm just kind of like, gee, I don't know if you should be doing that, Nintendo. I don't know if that's a good idea. It's a kind of another weird call for me. They announced some other games I'm more excited for. Like, even though it's kind of a rehash, it's going to have some new twists to it, they're doing another game. It's Super Mario Bros. Deluxe. Which, Wii U Deluxe, I think, because they did the Super Mario Bros. On the Wii, and then they did the Super Mario Bros. Wii U, and it was new Super Mario Bros. Wii U, I think. They did those, and before that, of course, they had the one on the handheld, which I want to say was either the Game Boy Advance or the 2DS, is where that all started, and those games were very popular. I played both those games, and they were a lot of friggin' fun. They were hard games, they were challenging games. They were fun games. So doing another one of those where you get to play as Toadette when she gets like a crown, she becomes Peach. So that's really cool. I'd love to play that game. That, I think, is going to be a lot of fun as far as games are concerned. I really mean that. I think it is. You know, whereas another Mario Party, I just don't know. I don't know if that's going to, like, again, maybe you should do another, you know, Mario Kart first, or hey, you know, give us more idea what Metroid Prime 4 is going to be, or is it even going to be called Metroid Prime anymore? Is it going to be called something else? You know, any of that stuff would be wonderfully appreciated, and I'm more excited for those than I'd be for, like, you know, this game here. Heck, I'd even like to know more about that Yoshi game, which I don't think we know a whole lot about that yet. There's going to be another one. I don't think it's going to be like the yarn like it was with the one on the Wii U, I don't think. But I do know that they are doing another Yoshi game, so that's happening. And of course, and I'll be talking again more about these as we get closer to the release dates. They're doing another Pokemon game, which I actually think it's going to be a lot of fun. The demo I played, I was very impressed. You know, it's going to be basically like Pokemon Red and Blue on a console, which is, you know, bravo, Nintendo. Bravo, I say. Very good idea. Very good idea. And then they are doing another Super Smash Brothers game, which is called Super Smash Brothers Ultimate. Again, I got to play a demo of this already, and yeah, that game is going to be absolutely just amazing. It blew me away. That roster is absolutely nuts. I mean, they've added characters like King K. Rool, and we've got like Dark Samus, and we've got Ridley, and we've got two people from Castlevania, some in Belmont. So like, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. You know, there's like 60 something characters you can play on this thing. So it's definitely one of the biggest lists of characters they've ever had on these games ever. So there's a lot of really good games coming out, and I don't know. I just had to talk about these two because I don't really understand exactly why Nintendo are making them. It doesn't really fully make sense to me. I don't understand. And really, I kind of just hope that, like, you know, they make some good decisions. Actually, a really cool thing that's too happening with the Pokemon game is there's an addition of it where you can get, like, a little actual, like, kind of Pokeball. And you can use that to, like, you know, throw and catch Pokemon. And you can click on it. So that's a really cool thing that's coming out with it. That's a really cool accessory and feature. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And, yeah, so there's, like, so this game, the Super Mario Party game, like I said, I think it's coming out in the next, maybe a couple of weeks, maybe next month. And, again, if you were a fan of the previous games, then, yeah, you will probably be really excited for this one. You'll probably have a lot of fun with this one, and I think that you'll really enjoy it. But as for people like me who are kind of just burnt out on it, you know, it may not be for you. There may be other games you might want to wait for instead of this one. That's just, you know, me. So, really, that's just where I'm at with that. And other than that, I believe we've come to the end of our wonderful journey of video game technology tonight. Thank you for joining me and listening in. And have yourself a wonderful rest of the evening, and I'll talk to you all later.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.